This content is AI-generated for informational purposes only and should not be directly used for clinical decision-making.
Hello and welcome back to the Neurosurgery Hub podcast. I'm Dr. Aris, Senior Attending Neurosurgeon.
And I'm Dr. Alara, Research Fellow. Today we're looking at a fascinating new study from the British Journal of Neurosurgery 2026 titled Individualized Connectomic Guided Radiosurgical Thalamotomy for Chronic Pain.
This is a timely topic, Alara. For our residents and colleagues listening, we know that radiosurgery targeting the thalamus, specifically medial thalamotomy, has been a long-standing tool in our arsenal for treating refractory pain. However, the how of our targeting is undergoing a massive shift.
Exactly. Historically, we've relied on indirect targeting methods based on anatomical atlases. The problem, as this paper points out, is that these atlases don't account for the significant individual variations in brain connectivity. We are essentially using a generic map for a very specific individual terrain.
And in the functional realm, those millimeters of variation are the difference between a successful outcome and a treatment failure or a complication. We've seen connectomic-guided stereotactic radiosurgery really change the game for movement disorders like essential tremor or Parkinson's, but the application to pain management has remained largely underexplored until now.
That's where this study steps in. They evaluated the feasibility of using connectomic-guided radiosurgery specifically for refractory pain. The researchers utilized BrainLab elements to integrate two distinct workflows, auto-segmentation and manual contouring.
That integration is key. For our medical students listening, why is combining auto-segmentation with manual contouring so significant in the context of individualized planning?
Well, the paper emphasizes patient-specific planning. Auto-segmentation gives us a high-speed, reproducible baseline, but manual contouring allows the surgeon to refine those boundaries based on the specific connectivity profile of that patient's pain pathways. By using BrainLab elements, they were able to visualize the actual fiber tracks and thalamic nuclei variations rather than just guessing where they should be based on a textbook coordinate.
It's moving from formula-based surgery to patient-specific anatomy. The paper focuses on the feasibility of this approach. In your review of the text, Alara, how did they define the success of this feasibility study?
The focus was on the technical ability to successfully integrate these connectomic maps into the stereotactic radiosurgical workflow. They wanted to prove that we can move beyond the medial thalamotomy of old, which was a bit of a one-size-fits-all lesion, and instead target the specific nodes within the thalamic complex that are driving that individual's pain.
It's a crucial distinction. When we talk about medial thalamotomy for refractory pain, we are often dealing with patients who have exhausted every other option, opioids, neuromodulation, everything. Radiosurgery is attractive because it's non-invasive, but its weakness has always been the blind nature of the targeting compared to open or radiofrequency procedures, where you might have intraoperative physiology.
Right. And this paper suggests that connectomics fills that information gap. By using individualized connectomic guidance, we aren't just aiming at a coordinate in the thalamus. We are aiming at the specific connectivity profile that matters for that patient's pain syndrome.
For our residents, I think the takeaway here is the software integration. Using platforms like BrainLab Elements to merge tractography and advanced imaging into the planning stage is no longer just a research perk. It's becoming the standard for stereotactic precision.
And it's important to note that while this study confirms feasibility, it opens the door for larger clinical trials to see if this increased precision translates directly into better pain scores compared to the traditional atlas-based methods.
It's an exciting time to be in functional neurosurgery. We are finally seeing the connectome move from a theoretical concept in neuroscience journals into the actual planning software we use for our patients in the clinic.
Absolutely. Precision medicine is finally hitting the radiation planning suite.
Well, that's all the time we have for today's deep dive. A fascinating look at where thalamotomy is heading in 2026.
Thanks for joining us on the Neurosurgery Hub podcast. We'll see you in the next episode.
Stay sharp.